A. Lisa.
Lisa, and then Lydia.
Ken Freeland.
Don White.
Okay. Alan McPhee.
None of this has to do with the agenda, does it? Okay. Lisa. Lydia. Ken. Don. Alan. Who else?
Bob.
Bob, so you know, we do not have time in the agenda to get through all this if you all take more than a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. I should be quick. Greg, I just wanted to understand. You said that, I thought I understood you to say that Armando and Ernesto, that they're going to be meeting, I guess, to work over some of the objections, to look into some of the concerns that the various GMs or program directors had. And did you say that they should be coming together or submitting a report or something from the consultation in about a week or so?
Yes. What we gave them, as this meeting took place last Friday, and they were, and actually, the names are a little different. Armando was going to consult with Vinny Beecham and others at KPFA, as well as Ernesto from KPFT, to find out what input they felt was necessary, what changes to the format or additional would be needed, and that would be completed a week from today.
Okay.
Lydia.
Yes. My question is, have any of the general managers, given that they have had since January of 2005, have they identified, because I realize even if they're saying that the budget is holding them back and all of these things, which, by the way, frankly sounds like a pretext to me, but nevertheless, have they identified the time slot, because that's usually the most contentious thing, identified where they're going to place this programming? And if they haven't, then I would say that I am not, you know, I am not convinced that they have expressed the willingness to go there, and I thought that the board in January of 2005 was very clear about the intent. It's also an enormous missed opportunity, given the nationwide demonstrations around immigration and the issue being at the forefront of every newscast just about, and that we're missing out with a huge demographic that we could be bringing to Pacifica.
I agree with you, and that point was made. The only station that's identified a time slot, aside from KPFK, is KPFT. They have identified the time they want to play it.
Yay!
Yeah.
When is it?
Ken, I know you know. Yeah, that I believe it is the time slot be occupied by Flashpoint. Yeah.
Which is what?
Hang on. One at a time.
What is it? Is it 10 or 11 at night?
It's 11 p.m.
11. Excuse me.
Which is not an ideal time. But yes, I agree. I'm not really that excited about that myself, to tell you the truth. And that's why I'm still holding out the possibility of making it a must carry, because the point was made that if this show is put on the air at a time which is isolated, it's not a block, it's not with other related programs, it's like setting it up to fail. And that's why I am moving more as I get into this job to saying that you need to really make a commitment, the board or myself, to opening up a certain amount of space for national programming that is defined. I don't want to go too far with that, but I want to take it in stages. But there is a bit of manipulation involved with this. But that said, if you read the proposal, I think you would agree with me that it is not very well developed. That is a problem, too. If we put on a show on the air which has not been adequately thought out, and which is based on a motion of the board and a political will, but not based on real input from the stations, and I do believe that it is incumbent upon the people making a proposal to do that outreach and to get that input, not simply to passively wait for it to come to them. I do think they bear a responsibility. And the fact that Eva not take any affirmative steps in a matter of 2 months, all the time that I've been on the job, and submitted a budget which was incomplete and which did not adequately define what needed to be paid for and how it was going to be done, is also a problem.
May we have a copy of that budget so we can make...
Yeah, be glad to.
Thank you.
Ken.
Final information. Greg, could you forward me that? Thanks.
Yeah, I assume the request is that the entire board will be sent in.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead, Ken.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear Greg say, if I did, that putting something in a poor time slot like 11 p.m. Might be setting it up to fail. That's exactly what was done with flashpoints earlier, which has, now that it's, quote, failed, unquote, it's going to be removed entirely using the pretext of this Spanish language broadcasting. I'm absolutely opposed to this kind of abuse of this thing. This should be something that adds to our programming schedule, not something that's used as an excuse to take off existing world news programming. But in any case, I want to challenge one thing that was said by the chair. If I remember the contract or the arrangement correctly, the stations were allowed to voluntarily decide whether they were going to contribute or not, and if so, how much, although they were encouraged to use up to, I think it was $10,000 or some kind of rebate they were getting or something. But there was nothing specified that suggested there would be negotiation. It was simply left up to the stations, and I would beg to be corrected if I'm wrong about this.
You're partly right and partly wrong. It was to be negotiated with. It was optional for the stations, up to an amount equal to $15,000, coming from the line that had gone to what was now no longer going to happen, which was the bylaws convention. I mean, not scheduled now for this year. But the point was that they did not have to. The amount was to be negotiated between them and the general manager of KPFK. So, does that answer your question?
I still don't recall that language, but if you say so, we'll go to the back and look at it.
I'll send you the motion.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Next we have...
the budget.
And next we have Don.
Yeah, you'll recall that I did try to put through an amendment in Washington, D.C. at the PNB, requesting that all stations contribute, even if it was only $5, that there be mandatory buy-in. And that was defeated. So I think it is true that the stations are in no way obligated, with the exception of KPFK and the national office. But my question is about collectives. Greg, if it's national programming, the original concept was that there would be programming contributed from all signal areas.
That's
and
right.
It would not be a station. It would not be a KPFK program. My question is there any indication that collectives or any kind of groupings around the network are beginning to go into a mode of developing segments for this program?
That's exactly my point. At this point, they have not been asked.
Thank you.
I'm concerned about time. Are we still within time, Deb?
Oh, you didn't hear me. I called time about 3 minutes ago.
Ah, I see. And so time is meaning we have 5 minutes left in the item, or we're done
no,
with the
No, I
item?
Called time before that. I called time at 40. I mean, please, you can speak a little louder, I guess.
Please bellow, yes. Okay, so we're at time for this item. The next item is the network program coordinator position.
Can I move to extend by 3 minutes?
Seconds. 3 minutes? You really mean three, Bob? That won't get us to your
well, how many speakers are on the list?
Alan and Bob.
Well, that'll do.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
3 minutes. Is there any objection to extension for 3 minutes? Hearing none, go ahead, Alan.
Okay, two quick questions for Greg. First of all, Greg, this is very important for people to know, since this is a show, while hopefully other people will be participating, that's necessary. What time are you being told the show will air on KPFK?
I have not been told that.
You mentioned that KPFT and KPFK had given time-specific...
No, they have not. I had only one that's given me a time-specific is KPFT. I have not heard.
Okay. Okay, because I only have vague information on that from Fernando.
Exactly. No, it's never been actually stated to me.
Well, it's not Fernando's fault there. I don't think he's been told that directly himself. So the other thing is... I heard a rumor about the participation of a group called Radio Bilingue. Do you know anything about that? Just a question for you, Greg.
No, I invited them to this meeting that happened on Friday. Actually, to be honest, over the objection of Armando and Fernando, they attended a part of the meeting. They're interested in airing it on their network. Once we go ahead. They have a network of rural outlets, which would extend the scope of it, and that was about it. And, you know, they have expertise in this area, and that's why I wanted them to at least be involved somewhat.
And why did Armando and Fernando object?
I think it really has to do with past associations, but I also believe that Armando believes that Radio Bilingue would want to eventually move into the Los Angeles area market themselves by obtaining a station down the line, of course. But,
you
know, that he sees them as competitors.
Okay, thank you. On to Bob. Thanks.
And just for people who don't know, Fernando, who's been referred to as Fernando Velasquez, who's expected to be the producer of the show, he's currently co-news director at KPFK, and Armando is Armando Gudino, our program director. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, first, just as the person who offered the motion, I just want to remind everyone it was for a Spanish language, not for a bilingual program, and it actually didn't specify number of minutes per day, but it was for daily. I also want to remind people and tell Greg, if he's not aware, that at that same meeting later on, we passed a motion which, while it refers to the race and nationality policy in general, was absolutely meant to include within it the funding of the Spanish language program. And basically, it required the national office to develop a comprehensive strategy to create a diverse funding base for these programs, including grants, large donors, targeted donors, special mailings, on-air fundraising, and other methods, and to report back and finish by last September. So I would encourage the national office to go back and try to think about how they can play a role in implementing a funding strategy that's not solely dependent on donations from each of the five stations.
No, I agree with you, and I am aware of that. And we, one of the reasons that I'm eager to get it on the air is that I believe it is fundable once we have it.
Okay, that exhausts the time for this item. The network program coordinator position is next. Just to remind people, we passed a motion in Los Angeles allowing the ED to go ahead with preparations to hire a network program coordinator, with the proviso that we would see and approve the job description for that position, and that this would not be a precedent for the way we do hiring of other national positions. Greg has drafted that and distributed it to the board several days ago. Greg, do you want to...
Well, what I want to do is to tell you on another item that, you had asked, Bob Lederer had asked that John Kriegler be available tonight. I have contacted him, but if you're going to go in executive session and expect him to be on the call, you will have to go into executive session in approximately 20 minutes, because he's not willing to stay up late into the evening in order to do this. So having said that...
For the rest of the board, this had to do with the FCC issues that Bob had asked be included in the agenda.
So what I'm saying essentially is, if you want John Kriegler to participate in your executive session, you would have to move into executive session at 10:15. And now, having said that, you have the job description. All I can add to that is that, when and if this, assuming that you approve this, the idea is to not only, fulfill that job description, but to create some additional national programming over the next 8 months, some of it locally generated and some of it perhaps nationally generated to respond to specific conditions, the elections, or other issues. I don't want to be too specific about that, but you can see the problem in launching this program, the difficulty and the resistance that develops, not from affiliates, but from our own sister stations. And so I will be coming forward with another proposal down the line to make sure that we can actually implement the policy you passed.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the network program coordinator job description that was circulated to the board?
Point of information.
Hold on, Ken, just a second. Is there a motion to accept that?
Yeah.
Who's saying that? Is that Mary?
Deb. No.
Deb is doing. Deb, you're really, really soft on your connection. So Deb is moving. Is there a second?
I second.
Don seconds. Ken, point of information?
Yeah, when was this draft circulated?
I believe I sent it out last Thursday or Friday.
I
Saturday.
See it dated.
Was it Saturday? Was it that late?
No, there was an original.
It was Saturday.
I'm looking at it, so it's dated April 22nd.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
It started, actually, at the beginning of it, Ken, was the message where he mentioned the issue of an apology.
April 22nd, 9:12 a.m.
Okay, so that was today's.
This is Rip Robbins. I have a point of information for the chair.
Yes.
Could you inform me, could I report that there must be something wrong with my email and that I'm not getting these posts?
Can you give me, actually, I have an address mail at your radio station, is that correct?
Yes, that works. Yes.
Okay, I will send that to you right now while we speak.
Okay, great. Yeah.
KVSR?
KSVR.
KSVR.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'll send it to you right now.
Point of order?
Yes, Ken.
I suggest that it's out of order to vote on approval of this until everyone has had a chance to review it, including Rick Robbins. Rick Robbins.
I don't agree with you.
Well, I'd have to say that I do have a copy sent by another board member, but I wanted to use an opportunity to kind of say to everyone that I'm not getting these emails.
Yeah, I don't agree that as a point of order that it can't be voted on. It may be a good idea to delay it if you want, but...
That was my point.
Well, that's a motion to
postpone. Well, he's
got
it, so move on.
Okay, so... does anybody want this read?
No.
Yes, I do.
I think it needs to be read for the benefit of the listeners.
Okay, yes. So I would like to go ahead and read it. I'll read rapidly. Network Program Coordinator status, regular full-time main site, Washington, D.C. Definition. The Network Programming Coordinator works under the supervision of the Executive Director and is responsible for the implementation of Pacifica's national programming policy and the coordination of its national production and distribution resources and personnel. Main responsibilities: ensures and assists in the development of clear national programming policies and goals through a consultative process among Pacific stakeholders and coordinates the implementation of these goals and policies upon adoption by the Pacifica National Board through the setting of annual national priorities and a national programming evaluation process. 2. Coordinates the development, production, distribution, and evaluation of mission-driven national programming throughout the Pacifica family, effectively mobilizing the resources of affiliate stations Free Speech Radio News, the Pacifica Radio Archives, the D.C. News Bureau, National Technical and Web Staff, Station News and Public Affairs Departments, and others. 3. Facilitates the national distribution of programs produced by affiliate and local stations, and coordinates a process for determining the schedule and protocol for use of the KU satellite in cooperation with the affiliates coordinator. 4. Develops new national programs in cooperation with other members of the operations collective and by soliciting input from both Pacifica and independent producers. 5. Encourages the involvement of all ages, genders, languages, backgrounds, and beliefs in the programming and production infrastructure, mindful of CPB financial incentives. 6. Promotes and facilitates community-based remote broadcast, community outreach and needs assessment with the cooperation and support of local stations. 7. Develops and submits budget for approval to the Executive Director and CFO, maintains established budget and cost guidelines, assists with proposals regarding future national programming, distribution, and funding sources. And 8. Develops and maintains a network programming calendar in consultation with station managers, program directors, and other national staff. The duties are manage and review approval of special broadcasts within guidelines established by the Operations Collective, ensures that protocols are followed, maintains quality, and evaluates programs after they have occurred, provides staff support for the National Programming Committee, and organizes periodic meetings with other stakeholders, works with the affiliates coordinator, other national staff, and affiliate stations to solicit feedback on programming and distribution and to expand Pacifica's audience through partnerships with community media networks and media advocacy organizations. 4. Ensures the training programs are organized for existing and new volunteers and assists in that process with a focus on Pacifica and station missions, remote broadcast, production, and journalism to ensure that new voices are heard on the air. 5. Works with technical staff to assess the distribution needs and existing resources of the network on an ongoing basis to assure that all needs are being met. 6. Organizes yearly training programs for station staff to avoid violations of FCC regulations, including episodes of obscenity or defamation that can jeopardize Pacifica's licenses and expose it to legal liabilities. Issues periodic reminders to station management, and staff on compliance responsibilities. Provide support to local stations in conjunction with the National Technical Director, consultants, and other staff for the live broadcast of A, town hall meetings that contribute to community needs assessment, and B, programs that contribute to a deeper understanding of institutional racism and how to address it. 8, promotes collaborative relationships between local staff around the country in ways that build network synergy, including regular meetings with key station personnel. And 9, reports to the executive director monthly on implementation of the national programming policy, current and planned programs, and supervision of assigned staff. And then it has the qualification. So that is the job description. How much time do we have, Deb?
7 minutes.
Debate on this?
Mary Bird.
Bob.
Teresa.
Lydia.
Yeah, AC.
Ken Freeland.
Okay, goodness. I'm sorry, I didn't get, they all went back so fast I didn't get them in order. I'm going to put the people who haven't spoken yet up towards the top of that list. And I
nobody's
Mary,
spoken on this issue yet.
Excuse me. I'm going to take the people who have not spoken yet in the meeting on the top of the list.
Point of order.
Mary, yes?
Mr. Chair, any time a new topic is introduced, whether people have spoken to a previous topic is irrelevant for the purposes of being able to speak to a new issue.
Thank you. What is your understanding of the order of recognition of speakers? By whom is it determined? Ken, under Roberts?
I believe it's determined by the chair, and that the people are allowed to speak in order of their request to speak normally.
I've never seen that. My understanding is that the chair recognizes people in the order chosen by the chair, and I was giving my reason for choosing in the order that I plan to recognize people. I heard Mary, A.C., whom else?
Teresa.
Ken Freeland.
I heard Ken, Lydia,
Teresa.
No, I got you, Teresa. Who else?
Bob.
Bob.
A.C. Bird.
I heard you. You're up toward the top. Anyone else?
Sarf.
Okay. Sarf? Okay. We'll start with Mary.
Okay, I don't want to hold this up. I wanted to make comments when it came out. I was not able to send the email out, unfortunately, with my comments. So, I don't know, I'll say them now quickly, and I don't know what we can do about it. I certainly would want to add something to the effect, understand, supports, and will work to further the principles as set for, the principles set forth in the Pacifica Mission. I don't see that anywhere, and I think that it's very important. And the other thing, item 4, develops new programs and cooperations with the OC Collective, and then further on that's defined as being various people as appointed by the OC here in duties, number 1, including GM's national programming staff and others designated by the OC. The Operations Collective is something that is not, whose workings are not really made known, and at the moment I have had no objection, but I can see this turning into a thing where simply this small group of people that are self-perpetuating, I don't want to go down a road where that could happen, so I would like to open it up. I object to that part of it. I would like to, including they can work with the Operations Directive Collective, but take out that it's designated by the OC. I think they should not be that self-perpetuating. And my third point was develops new national programs. This sounds like the job description for a program director, not coordinator. And it seems to have kind of gone further. Those are my points.
I see.
And again, I don't want to try to be obfuscatory or delay anything, but I certainly, at a minimum, would want some following that part about following the mission to be included.
I see.
Yeah, I have some of the same concerns. Mary, it seems that this is quite a long mandate for one person to do that, and I think we need to sharpen that up a bit, you know, in terms of, first of all, I'd like to know, what is the relationship between the decision-making authority of the coordinator and the program committee and the station? I know that you said that they would collaborate, but that's sort of loose, you know. The question is, this is a very powerful thing to have an individual to determine the program inv- an entire network. I'm not suggesting they shouldn't. We shouldn't have a coordinator. I think we should, but I'm concerned about the lines of authority, you know, and the decision-making apparatus within that.
Would you like to respond to that, Greg?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Well, I think that the person that that person answers to is me. And if you don't want national programming, then don't have a national programming coordinator. But you've passed a policy which actually is the basis for this job description. If you actually look at the policy that you passed in March, with the exception of one or two items relating to technology, which were not addressed directly in the policy, almost everything in this policy is drawn from in this job description is actually drawn from the policy that you approved at your meeting in March.
Now, point of information, Greg.
Go ahead, sir.
Is that the meeting where half of the board was sick?
Well, but you were not sick when you passed this policy.
How do you know that?
Well, you might have been, but you were all there. Let me put it to you that way.
How do you know that? Are you a doctor?
Well, if you feel that you did not pass the policy with full use of your faculties, that would be a relevant factor, I suppose. But I took
you
at your word.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, this is Rip Robbins. Can I be on the stack?
Sure. Teresa?
I'm a little bit concerned about the. Dave, can you send that to me? I'm looking all over for it. I don't see it. Maybe
I'll send
it
to the whole board again.
Okay. What's the deal about racism?
What's the deal about it? What do you mean by that?
The statement with respect to racism, it's a bad deal in general.
It's a bad deal.
We're against
that.
I don't mean to be that way. Pardon me. The section on racism is point 7 of duties to provide support to local stations in conjunction with the national technical director, consultants, and other staff for the live broadcast of A, town hall meetings that contribute to community needs assessment, and B, programs that contribute to a deeper understanding of institutional racism and how to address it.
That relates to to a different motion that you have passed concerning the development of programs on institutional racism. Bob, I think, would know better than I when that was passed, but I know that that's been, was passed quite some time ago.
I would just like to say.
That's from the January meeting of the prior year. Go ahead.
I would like to say, I would like to say that I just don't think that there should be a hierarchy of oppression and how you deal with it. I think that any kind of oppression is bad, and when you tell this person that they're going to have to create programs that have to do with racism, I don't know if they coordinate 10 programs a year and one or two of them are racism and sexism is a very big issue and it's ignored. Is that good? If classism is ignored, is that bad or is that good? Or I think our mission is wonderful, and if we just followed our mission, we would not have these problems. And I'm kind of challenged to have an institutionalized statement that always makes one oppression more serious than the others.
Oh, can I get on the staff, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Sarv.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think most of the concerns have been expressed by other members. As you can see, that is a very elaborative requirements that are imposed upon the program coordinator, and people still, seems to me, on the board here have not had a time to, for one reason or another, from time considerations, got a full chance to really deeply think through them. So I would, at some time, I think I would like to make a motion there to give some extra times for the members to give it some more consideration and come back again. So that's all I have to
say. When we get through and it's time, motions, if people choose to postpone, will be in order at that point.
Thank you.
Dave, did you hear me? We're at time.
Okay, we are at time on this item.
I had
move to how many people are left on stack, please?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Move 5 minute extension of the time, please, with 1 minute to each person left.
Is there any objection to that?
No.
Okay, hearing none.
Mary Burke has a point of information. Can this, is it legal for us to say approve this in line with what Sarv just suggested, and send suggestions by a certain time, say within a week, and then that the ED would take these into consideration? Do we have to, can we do it by email?
The motion can be to accept the agenda and to accept the job description with the request that the ED consider incorporation of additional suggestions via email.
Point of order.
If you want, that would be in order. Yes.
Point of order.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I wish to challenge what you just said. It would be out of order for that motion to be made in light of the fact that a motion to postpone has already been put on the table, but was waiting for the opportunity to be presented. You can't really jump the gun like that. Once the motion to postpone is there.
There is no motion before the body at the moment. Sarv, let us know.
No, I had not made any motion.
Okay. All right, fine. I thought he was making a motion. I think correct.
There was no motion and no second. I'm answering her question about process.
I wish to second Sarv's motion.
He didn't make one.
Sarv didn't make a motion.
Well, then why did we talk about a second?
Because
we aren't. I had a point of view.
Okay.
There's no motion and no second, so it's not before us. The next person is Rip.
Okay. Well, you know, and I hear folks who want to move forward with programming in light of the times that we're in and the opportunities that seem to be slipping by. At the same time, I hear folks wanting to put off the development of this national programming, which I could say that there needs to be a first step. Some people are really looking farther down the road at some really large amount of programming. Well, that's not even fundable yet. We're only talking about someone to coordinate something that's taking place right now as a first step. And I'd like to point out just very quickly in my another 30 seconds here, some of the language in these main responsibilities, and I'm just going to point out certain words. In number one, consultative process among the Pacifica stakeholders. Number two, coordinate the development production. Number three, facilitate the national distribution. Number four, in cooperation with other members. Number five, encouraging the involvement of all ages and genders. Number six, with the cooperation and support of the local stations. Now, if you go number nine, consultation with station managers, program directors, and other staff. In the duties, within guidelines established. Number three, solicit feedback on programming. Number four, ensure that new voices are heard on the air. Number six, training programs for station staff. Number eight, collaborative relationships with local staff. So I just want to point out that I think this thing really takes into account the fact that it's not going to be some kind of czar, as we spoke about in L.A., and that that we need to move forward with someone who can take charge of the development of this program.
Ken.
I want to agree with both things that Mary said, and I want to suggest an amendment to this that would not only include a reference to the mission statement, but also would add to the qualifications something in light of Section 3 of the bylaws statement principles to involve in its governance and operation individuals committed to these principles, so that we could request that activism in the peace area would be something that would be strongly recommend in an individual for the position. There's no reason why we shouldn't be doing that as a peace station, and I would like that to be explicit in the job description. Then I have a point of information. Greg, where did the question of the headquartering of this person being in Washington come from? That was not part of the original motion that I'm aware of, but if I'm wrong, please correct me.
No, I think I'm amazed that it took this long to get to this question. That is my suggestion. That is my recommendation. I believe that too much of the national focus of this is on the West Coast and that we need to rebalance things, and I'm proposing that we develop programming resources out of the East Coast and base it in the nation's capital. Not that the nation's capital is the source of all news, but that there will be many benefits to having an East Coast base to programming.
Well, in as much as you were saying that this pretty much reflected what was in the original draft, I would say that that requires a certain amount of debate in and of itself. But then secondly, I'd like to say that I agree with Sarv that we should postpone this, and I say that regretfully because I really was hoping that this would be approved at this meeting, but the fact that it was sent out so late prevented me from being able to consult with my constituents about their opinions on it, and I really feel the need to do that before moving ahead.
So I'm unclear on the. Are you making now?
I'm moving to amend this to include language reflecting qualifications taken from Section 3 principles of the bylaws, and reference to the mission statement somewhere in the job description as well.
Okay. Are you near a computer and can you write that down and email it?
Sure.
I'd definitely like a copy.
Dave, can you read this back,
may I email the language I read before? I didn't make it as a motion, but since Ken said he agreed with
it. You can email it, but you do not have the floor right now, and there are other people on the staff.
Mr. Chair?
Lydia? Yes, Teresa?
I move that we add another 10 minutes of discussion.
Is there a second?
I second that.
Okay, it's been seconded. Is there any objection?
Point of information?
Yes.
Mr. Chair? This is a point of information. It's 10:18.
That's right.
Don
Kriegler will not be with us on the phone during our executive session.
Okay. There's a motion to extend time. Is there any objection to extending time 10 minutes? Hearing none, time is extended. The next person is Lydia.
Yes, I just want to say that I think that there are aspects of it that are too far-reaching. For example, some of the training that needs to be done and so forth. Those are usually responsibilities, the FCC and all of that, that are assigned to the ED directly as well as to the GMs. And I think it's just too much. Given I know when I voted for this, this is not what I conceived. And I do think that the whole issue of narrowing it, I don't have an objection to Washington being the central place, but I think it'll also have to be determined depending on the talent that we find of the coordinator and where they happen to be located. That would have some bearing on it, so to limit ourselves by this description. So I will be supporting the motion to postpone.
This is Teresa.
We're having a meeting very soon.
Okay, I hear you, Teresa. Bob?
Okay, well, I think there's a lot of good work that's been done here and you know, many aspects of this that I can support, but I agree with many of the concerns that have been expressed, and I think we all need more time to think about this and to consult with people in our stations. And I would encourage Greg to consider the different concerns that have been raised and whether he might be willing to come back to the next board meeting with a somewhat revised draft. I just specifically want to support Ken's motion. Actually, I was going to suggest that we copy language that was used in the ED job posting that the ED search committee spent a lot of time crafting. It uses the phrase, a personal commitment to peace and economic social justice. And another thing that hasn't been mentioned is language that said, a record of accomplishment working in a diverse, multicultural, and intellectually charged setting. I mean, the exact wording doesn't have to be the same, but something that gets across the diverse and multicultural, multiracial environment of Pacifica, that people have to have that background. So those and the concerns about possible overreaching in some respects, particularly the word develops in front of new national programming, that seems to be putting a little too much on the shoulders of this one person. And then finally, I just want to really strongly disagree with Teresa's analysis about setting up a so-called hierarchy of oppression. That is not what the race nationality policy was in any way trying to do. It was very clear when the PNB passed it almost 4 years ago that this was about one of the most fundamental divides and one of the most central aspects of the whole origin of the United States and continuation of it today is institutional racism, and that this network from day one has been committed to programming on those issues as a central responsibility, and we need to maintain that. But we also need to look into all the isms and forms of oppression in different forms throughout our programming schedule. So it's not pitting one against the other, and I think it's appropriate and laudable that that Greg included that as an explicit responsibility of this of such a position.
Lisa, and then Teresa, and then we're done.
I just support what Bob said, especially about the last part, and I just think that really just goes to show, without getting into a long discussion, the need for people to really have more of an in-depth understanding and study about the history of oppression and racism in this country, and not something that's just superficial and sounds nice. And because everything from the very implementation of this country and everything that it's done since then stems from that issue of racism, you know, and genocide. It really does. I just want to just remind people of that, not to go off on a tangent.
Teresa.
I want to say thank you very much to Rip Robbins for really paying attention to all of the words in the description. And perhaps I missed that because David Adelson read it too fast. And that's a joke. I say we ought to pass this. We ought to take a chance, follow the leadership of our ED, and if we need to tweak it or change it or whatever, we can do it. But I think that it's a positive step in a certain direction, and I think we ought to go with it. Thank you.
Ken, have you written down the language?
I have written it down, but I'm going to need to leave the call momentarily. I ask that we not go on to any other issue until I come back.
What I'd like to do is have you read it before you get off, and then I'll ask for a second. And
okay.
If there's a second.
That's right, because if there's no second,
we can have some.
I was
going to
make a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Well, hold on. Ken had already made a motion, and I delayed because we didn't have specific language, so I didn't ask for a second. Ken, can you read the language?
I move that the job description be amended to include, one, language that affirms Pacifica's mission statement as the overarching guideline to the work of the network program coordinator, and two, a mention of in the qualifications section of the job description that states, in light of Article 1, Section 3 of the bylaws, that a personal history of peace activism will serve to help recommend any candidate.
Okay, is there a second to that?
I'll second it.
Okay, Deb seconded it. May we adopt that without objection?
I object. I object.
Okay.
I move to divide.
You move to divide the two components of that?
Yes.
Okay, one is the mission statement language and the other is the history of activism statement?
Yes.
Okay, is there an objection to dividing?
I object.
May I ask, it would be probably quicker for us to just take the item seriatim. Would you be willing to withdraw your objection?
Go ahead. We can go ahead and do it.
Thank you.
Point of order.
Yes.
Didn't I hear Ken make a motion to postpone this item until the next meeting?
I thought that was going to be
I said I spoke in favor of the motion to postpone, but there hasn't been one made yet, I guess.
Right.
One information.
Well,
yes, sir.
To finish my point of order, because it seems like that would take precedence over all this substantive discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I was going to wait. I was waiting for making my motion. Yeah.
I understand. I wanted to get this amendment on the table since the motion to postpone hadn't been made, and then when we go to a vote, then that would be appropriate. And actually, since we do not have time left in the item, we will have to go to a vote. So now is the time to make that motion.
Okay.
All
right. So I make the following motion that we postpone this item, its approval from this meeting, and the executive director, in the meantime, take into consideration all the comments of this meeting, as well as any other comments that are sent to him between now and May 8th meeting, and at that time present a revised version
of the program coordinator, incorporating the comments as appropriate.
Can you, is there a second to that?
Second.
Second.
May we make it a special rule, or I think it's a special rule order, that it be the first item on the next agenda?
Because it's called a special order.
Excuse me?
That's fine.
It's a special order. It's called a special order.
Make it a special order.
Mm-hmm.
A special order that it be the first item on the next agenda?
That's fine.
Okay. So then the motion, without objection, would be a special order that the item be postponed until the next meeting, and requesting that the executive director incorporate suggestions that he has seen to revise the job description. I will point out that there are likely to be some contradictory suggestions, so we are still going to have debate on it.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
I believe that when I heard Saar give his suggestions, there the phrase as appropriate was at the end. Are you including that?
Yeah, the motion is that the ED take into consideration the comments that are made here in this meeting, as well as any other comments that are sent to him via email, and incorporate them as appropriate, and bring the revised version back to us on May 8th.
Well, I'd like to amend that. If that's the motion, I'd like to amend it.
Well,
Mr. Kerr.
Excuse me. I just want to clarify. I think we're going to need that in writing before the meeting.
Exactly.
So,
well, before the meeting this time, hopefully.
So may we ask that we have it by next Friday?
There we go.
Sarf?
Yeah, by next Friday.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yes.
Next Friday.
That's fine.
You mean 4 days from now?
Yes.
Let's see. What date is that?
What do you mean 4 days from now?
Excuse me. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. We can do it by, let us say, May
5th.
May 5th?
No, May 5th
I think
is the next meeting.
May 8th is the next thing. Can we say May 3rd?
Okay, May 3rd. That's fine.
That's really not sufficient time.
Five days is not sufficient time?
If you want to go through a feedback cycle with people, could we compromise somewhere, like make it the 29th of April or something like that, 30th of April?
Greg?
Could someone explain to me what a feedback cycle is? My understanding is you are going to submit suggestions, and I'm going to incorporate them as appropriate. Where's the feedback cycle?
When you get the final draft done and it's presented to the people who are bringing us to the PNB, they need an opportunity to give us that feedback prior to the meeting.
Review my review?
Mr.
To
Chairman?
Review your draft.
That's
very interesting. I think I have to make a point here that this is becoming precisely what I was afraid it would become, and I think you're all micromanaging and really going in the wrong track, but go right ahead and do it.
Okay, Sarv, what I have written down for your motion is that the ED take into consideration comments made in the present made at the present meeting and via email, and incorporate those comments as appropriate into a revised job description. And we're discussing now whether to be distributed to the board.
I think that if about 3 days prior to that meeting, I think that should be sufficient time for us to look at it if it need be.
Would it be possible, okay, for you to
May
give
5th?
A date?
May
5th. May
5th.
Okay, that's the motion.
Send a revised version to us on May 8th. So then we have 3 days to look at it.
Okay.
So Mr. Chair?
What I have is that the...
Point of information?
Yes, Teresa.
Are you going to send this to me? Because I am totally confused, and every time it's read, it's different.
Yes, I've written down, and what I have written down is that the ED, take into consideration comments made at the present meeting and via email, and incorporate those comments as appropriate into a revised job description to be distributed to the board by May 5th.
That's right.
By what?
May 5th.
No. May 5th is the next meeting. That's like 3 days before the next meeting.
That's exactly right.
I'd like to ask people to please request the floor before they speak.
Sorry.
That is the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. It's been seconded. We're going to go lacking time. in the agenda item, we are going to go to a vote on this.
Without debate, there's no time in the agenda item. Even if you object, right?
If you'd like to make a motion to extend time, you can extend time. But let me explain. At the conclusion of an item, a motion to postpone is in order. The motion to postpone has been made. We lack the time to debate because the item has ended time. That is why we're going to a vote. If you would like to make a motion to change this, I will entertain that.
Thank you. I would like to make a motion to amend, please.
To amend to May 1. Okay. We're going to take the amendment first. Is there an objection to amending it to say May 1?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Will you call the roll on amending it to May 1st, Teresa, please?
Okay. I will get a copy of this motion, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Lisa Davis?
You said to... I pass.
Okay. David Adelson? I'm sorry. Alan Minsky?
Yeah, hi. I'm going to vote no on that.
All right. Don White?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Pass.
Pass? Okay.
Pass, yeah.
Teresa Allen votes no. Sandy Weinman?
No.
Ken Freeland?
Yes.
Deb Shapiro?
Yes.
Rip Robbins?
I'll pass.
Ambrose Lane?
Yeah.
I didn't hear what that meant.
Yes.
That's a yes. Okay. A.C. Bird?
I'm voting no. This is on the May 1st, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah, no.
Serena Shakir?
No.
All right. Sarv Randhawa?
No.
Mary Bird?
No.
LaVarn Williams?
I abstain on this.
All right. Patty Heffley?
No.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Okay. Going back to the passes now. Lisa Davis?
This is the May 1st. I'll vote no.
Okay. Lydia Brazon?
I abstain.
And Rip Robbins?
I'll abstain.
All right. We have 4 yes. 10 no.
Okay. The amendment fails. So the motion that we're now voting on is that the ED take into consideration comments made at the present meeting and via email, I'm going to say substitute the date, at the April 24th PNB meeting and via email and incorporate those comments as appropriate into a revised network program coordinator job description to be distributed to the board by May 5th. Okay. And
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir?
Point of information.
Yes.
My intent was the comments made at this meeting, as well as any additional comments that are submitted via email.
Yeah, so it says the comments
okay.
made at the April 24th PMB meeting and via email.
Okay.
I'll clarify my comments submitted via email. Without objection, I'll make that adjustment.
Point of information?
Yes.
If this is an amendment, correct?
If this fails, then we would vote on the job description.
Just vote on the job description next.
Correct.
Okay, good. Okay.
Okay. So the motion, one last time, that the ED take into consideration comments made at the April 24th PMB meeting and comments submitted via email and incorporate those comments as appropriate into a revised network coordinator, program coordinator job description to be distributed to the board by May 5th. Is there any objection to that?
Yes, I object.
Then please call the roll.
Okay. Oh, right. Alan Minsky?
Pass.
All right. Don White?
No.
Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Teresa Allen? No. Sandy Weinman? Sandy Weinman?
Found one, Sandy.
Coming back.
No, Sandy votes no, thank you.
Okay, Ken Freeland?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Pass.
Rip Robbins?
No.
Somebody is violating the rules of order by whispering debate during a vote.
No, that wasn't me.
That's me.
That was not me. That was Teresa.
Ambrose Lane.
I didn't specify.
A.C. Byrd.
Let me get clarity. Are we talking about voting for May 5th?
Yes.
What we're doing now is we're either voting, if you vote no, it means that we move to a vote on the program coordinator position as presently before us. If you vote yes, it means to delay till the next meeting and in the interim to get a revised job description from the...
I vote yes.
Hello?
Okay. I had to write it down because I was confused. AC votes yes. I'm sorry. Rob C. Serena?
Yes.
Sarve?
Yes.
Mary Berg?
Yes.
LaVarn?
I abstain.
Hattie Heffley?
No.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
All right. Coming back to the people who passed, that would be Alan Minsky.
I'm going to vote no.
And Deb Shafto?
No.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No.
Hey, Dave.
I can vault.
Hello?
I was not expecting that.
Can I start whispering now?
No, I think that I did not hear the no votes being 8.
I didn't either. I only heard
the no votes.
They are.
I did.
Well, how about
Teresa, to buy me more time, can you please read the yes votes and the no votes so we can...
Maybe LaVarn will change her vote.
Read the no votes.
Excuse me. Teresa,
I could do that, but I need Dave to make a decision.
Teresa, will you...
I need Dave to be
the
decider.
No.
Okay, the yes votes are A.C. Byrd...
Mr. Chairman, that's not appropriate.
I think that's out of order.
Yeah,
no,
out
the
of
reason
order.
The reason is that there was a challenge to
the no
vote being 8-8.
Mm-hmm. I was counting them as well.
You know, if you want, I won't listen if you think that's what the
no, but that's
on which
right.
I'm
that's
making
a
my decision. I want to verify that we're correct that it's 8-8. If a member is demanding to hear that, then we will do it. If not, we don't have to.
Which member was demanding this?
Yes, do the roll call.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's
AC, what are you asking for?
I'm asking for another vote because I didn't count 8 votes, no.
Can you please read the votes that you have recorded, Teresa?
Okay.
I'm going to step off while she does this.
Okay. Rip Robbins is no. Ambrose Lane is no. A.C. Byrd is yes. Zarina Shakir is yes. Sar Rondawa, yes. Mary Berg, yes. LaVarn abstain. Patty Heffley, no. Bob Lederer, yes. Lisa Davis, yes. Alan Minsky, no. Don White, no. Lydia Brazan, yes. Teresa Allen, no. Sandy Weinman, no. Ken Freeland, yes. Deb Shafto, no. That's 8-8.
Teresa, I changed my vote. No. You're out of the date.
Hello, I'm back on. What's the status of things?
I changed my vote to no.
To what?
No.
You changed your vote to
fails.
No.
So the no mission.
So it fails no matter what I do. Okay, so now we're moving to a vote on the program director position as described.
Point of order, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
If we are, then the amendments are in order.
No, I don't believe you're correct. See, that's why I did the amendment.
I'm sorry.
The amendments have already, the motion to postpone has already been made.
I know, the
what?
Motion to postpone has failed, so therefore the motions to amend the main motion are in order.
Right.
We vote on those.
Right.
We vote on those. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
That's
so
all
the
saying.
First thing is, good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you email them to us?
I can't. I have to get off the phone to email it. So.
Okay, well, why don't you just
I emailed
them?
My version
right.
of that, the mission.
Right, but your motion was not before us, Mary. So
well, I had put
you
it
didn't
forward.
Make it. You didn't make it as a motion.